there in the cool weather today. W2T, still cleaning the bed, the radio room.
Well, does a chicken have lips?
I don't know. Did you get whatever you needed to get done at FedEx?
We got the petites on the way and one other box on its way, and, let's see. We went by Amy's, and, boy, she made a gingerbread house like you wouldn't believe, Rusty. Wow, it's gorgeous. Bernice made a coconut cream pie for her and the family. It was still warm, actually, when we got there. Oh, my, was it beautiful. And I don't like coconut, but Amy does. And we dropped that off, and we wore our masks and visited with him a while. And I got to talk to W4NGU for quite a little bit on the way home. That was very enjoyable on the way down there. And there was a lot of traffic, and like I said, that place at Patewood, man, they're doing a lot of those tests. And Scott said he'd had those, my son-in-law said he'd had that test done 3 times, I think. But luckily nobody's ever come up with it. Other than that, we're just headed back home to do some outside work. Bernice has got some bulbs to plant, and I got a little bit of testing to do outside.
Be out of trouble for the rest of the day, or else get you into a lot of it. Anyway, just thought I'd say hi, see how your trip was going. Let me dive back into this. I'm getting close to getting finished, so I'd like to get through with this. I've been at it for several hours. Along with doing laundry and a few other things like that along the way, you know.
Well, what are you doing to your radio room? This car stopping fast in front of me. The only thing I've done lately is I put on one of those solderless, you got to solder the tip, a new kind of PL-259. I have to show you those. They work on RG-8. I put it on RG-14, but it was a battle with my arthritic fingers. But I got it on a piece about 20 foot long. I'm going to put it in series with the lead going out to the super loop and see if that will alter the wavelength there a little bit. Maybe it'll work in a region that it hasn't been. The other antenna, it works great. There was a little bit of activity last night on the bands, Rusty, but not a great deal.
I didn't even turn my radio on yesterday. And actually doing to the radio, I'm not doing anything to the radio. I'm just cleaning up the other part of the room where my laptop computer sits and where all my QSL cards are and where I've been filing things like that and trying to get stuff where I can get to it. So anyway, well, let me dive back into this and see what else I can get done today. And it's about lunchtime. I'm going to have to go in there and find some leftovers to warm me up. I got some baked spaghetti in there. I'm going to go fix it up. I fixed that the other day, and in the sauce, I cut up a couple of these Cajun-style andouille sausages and put them in there. Man, that made a difference in the taste of that baked spaghetti.
That sounds good. Well, we're going to have macaroni and hamburger mixture, and that's leftover. And then we got some Publix spicy wings yesterday, and we're going to have that so Bernice doesn't have to cook or anything very much. Just heat that macaroni and hamburger up. And then get outside and enjoy it. I don't know where I'm going to eat first or go outside first. Oh, and I got to check on the chickens, of course. We got one lousy egg yesterday. They just aren't laying at all in this cold weather.
Well, I don't know what it's come down to, but the lady at church brought me eggs on Sunday. She says they've been getting about a dozen eggs a day from their chickens. Of course, they've got, I don't know how many they've got, and also they've been collecting them. All right, well, I'll catch up to you later. let me get back over here and finish dusting off some things with the vacuum cleaner, and then I'm going to go find me some lunch, sit down, eat that, and then come back in here and see if I can finish cleaning up this room. I may even turn on my radio later. Talk to you later, N0TRW2T.
Yeah, if you hear anything interesting, give me a text, and I'll do you the same. I haven't sent for QSL cards in several years, but I just don't do that much anymore. I just get on there for the fun of it, and I'm glad you got on here. Phil said that the repeater hasn't been busy at all, and we need to keep it warmed up, and always enjoy visiting with you, Rusty. So, have a good lunch. We'll catch you later down the line in 73 W2T and 0TR. 73 and clear.
4 CPA mobile.
Lord help us. This is N0TR.
Helps all, I tell you that.
Now, is that because I'm still on the road? And we're only about a block from home.
About the United States of America.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I thought you were just talking about help them from me. shoot, Dave, what are you up to today? We're just pulling in the carport here.
The grandkids for the weekend, mom and pop are going off to the for a weekend trip at a B&B, and so we're going to keep the young'uns, and I got to go get some stuff that they forgot to get on the way over here, naturally. You know, it's real convenient to forget, so that your parents have to go and buy the stuff for them.
Yeah, Bernie's got to laugh out of that. Oh, my son-in-law sold one of those roll-up things, you know, that covers your, you know, it's a bed cover, looks like it's leather. And I'd had it since 2013, I guess. And he had a friend that wanted it for his Tacoma. So I had him sell it for me. And so I surprised him today, and I told him just to pocket the money and go buy them some chicken.
She has a little sales thing on Facebook, and just trying to think of the name of it, but I can't think of it. And she will give her stuff, you know, to sell, and we just tell her to keep the money, you know, because they need it worse than we do. Heck, we don't. We're not hurting for anything, so. And, good Lord's taking good care of us.
Here, we're just happy to be above the dirt. it looks pretty out there in the backyard today, Dave. I can't wait until you can come up here and visit someday. Oh, there's a big old hawk circling out there, or else a turkey buzzard, I don't know which. Still got a few red leaves on one tree out there, I don't know what it is. My luck, it's probably poison ivy, but no, it's leaves. I gotta go check the chickens, and Bernice has got some macaroni and hamburger for lunch, and Rusty was having similar things, leftovers, and we're having some Publix spicy wings that we bought yesterday in the ice box, and so we're going to have those for lunch, and Bernice is going to go plant some bulbs, and that's pretty much the itinerary for now. We've been out to FedEx and then down to the daughter's and dropped off a beautiful coconut cream pie.
Coconut,
but oh man, that thing was something like out of Better Homes and Garden. beautiful, or whatever cooking magazine she gets. And then she made two petites, and we mailed one to Michigan to the daughter and one to our nephew up in Boston, Massachusetts, and where I can't afford to park my car. And they like that German nut roll, I guess it is, isn't it, Bernice? We sent that, and then I had another package I had to mail in, and then I had to send back a modem that Charter sent me, a new one. That's funny, they didn't say anything about it, but they raised my bill $5 a month, I guess. It went from 110 to 115, so they'll probably stick with it. Everybody else this time of year, your doctors, your dentists, all of them, if you got some, or Medicare or whatever, Medicare will give you a 1-point-some-odd% raise, and then they'll raise the insurance more than that. Standard operating procedure, you know.
Of course. I mean, you know, it's the way they make money. Gotta make that money. And they're tight with it, too. When you have an accident or something, they don't want to pay you what they owe you. Oh, man. We had an accident in Hilton Head July last year, and we still haven't settled with them. They're still hem-hawing around with some of my wife's doctor visits and looking over all the MRIs and x-rays and everything we had and had done. And so, and they probably won't wind up giving us anything for it. You know, my knees ache all over after I play tennis now, and they used to not hurt at all before the accident. But see, I can still play tennis. I just play it in pain, so they won't give me anything for that. Now, if I couldn't play tennis, then I'd get more for it.
Just dial 999-9999 or 222-2222. They'll fix everything for you, Dave. Yeah, I had the insurance on the cars, the cars and the truck. It ain't went down any, and this is a 2011, and so's the truck, and it's a couple thousand dollars a year just for insurance. But if you total this car out, it's probably worth $10,000.
No telling. That was always my fear, that I would, have a wreck, it'd be my fault, and then they wouldn't. You know, we always had a car payment, and they wouldn't pay me enough to pay off my car. But thank goodness that never happened. And, you know, I don't care. If you have a wreck, even if it's not your fault, you still lose. I mean, the car's never completely right again. But that's just the way it goes, I guess. Well, let me jump out of here. I'm in the parking lot here at CVS, and I'm gonna get a couple of goodies here for the grandkids. And she'll be calling me on the phone in a minute if I don't, because it's just down the street from the house. I'm probably about a mile from the house as a crow flies.
Roger. Well, I'll tell you, Dave. To replace this car with a new one, I think they're in excess of, I know they are, in excess of $40,000 now. And I heard that GM, I read it in the paper this morning, they're releasing this Hummer electric vehicle truck. They're $112,500 and some, and they sold out in like 30 minutes or less. And, but in your defense, they're going to bring out another one there, $99,000 you might be interested in after this model goes out. But, yeah, they give you $10,000 for the car, and then you got to go spend $40,000 and buy another one and pay payments for 5 years. I think it's a racket. Everybody says, change insurance. Well, at our age, I'm not going to change insurance. I had the same insurance for years, and I'm going to keep it. And they've always been good with us, although we've only ever had one claim in a hailstorm in the last 10 years. You have a good day. Catch you later, buddy. It don't help to gripe, but it makes you feel a little better. KP4CBA in 0TR. See you later, Dave.
I'm like you. I like, you know, I just like the gripe because it makes you feel better. I ain't thinking to do about it. But you have a good, it's a beautiful day. I was going to take a ride, and then my wife reminded me, she said, don't you, I was all seated up and everything. Had my full body suit on and had my boots on, and all I did is put my helmet and gloves on. I was ready to go, and she said, don't you have a problem with the front brake? And I said, yeah. So the caliper's not releasing like it should, and so I sat down and took all the gear off. I said, I guess I better fix that before I take it back out on the road. Oh, man, I tell you, she just ruined a beautiful day. But she might have saved my life, who knows. 73 is there, Tom, in 0TR, KB4CBA.